Rehearsals are in full swing for the Elliott Lake Amateur Theatre Ensemble's A Late 2024 production, Tick Tock and Tea, which features two one-act plays. Leading the production team is David Black, producer, Twyla Nicholson, stage manager, Jan Bowler, assistant stage manager, Doug Robinson and Joel Hazard in charge of lighting, and Jay Albert in charge of sound. The first play, Between Friends, written by Linda Morgan of Lively and directed by Astrid Turner, involves four characters. It is a satiric comedy that portrays the foibles of social media and its users. The second play, Tea with Roger, written by Peter Paler and directed by Murray Finn, has three characters and will provide delightful pleasure for anyone who has been scammed or possibly victimized by a misogynist stalker. The actors in Between Friends are Catherine Mackinson, Kim Williamson, Joyce Edwards and Doug Gwilt. Mackinson has the lead role as Brittany, an ex-blogger. She brings to the production a lot of acting experience, having started with A Late in 2006, leaving town for other pursuits, then returning in 2021 and trying out for Time Flies, and getting the lead role of May the Mayfly in 2023. I like my character, said Mackinson, referring to Brittany, and I'm not going to let her down. Kim Williamson plays the part of Barbara, Brittany's mother. Williamson started with A Late in 2015 and has acted in five productions, including this year's. She also did some acting in her 20s and worked on some musicals. My character is a go-getter on council and needs to be a go-getter even though she is retired, said Williamson. She would like her daughter to be better. Joyce Edwards, who plays Ashley, Brittany's friend, said this is her first time acting. She said this character is totally different for her. You have to be the mean girl, so this is a stretch for me. I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone and it's been fun. Doug Gwilt, also new to acting, plays the part of Keith, Brittany's boyfriend. Gwilt said he and his wife decided to get involved in amateur theater as soon as they arrived in Elliott Lake in September. Gwilt's wife, Debbie Landry, plays Joan in Tea with Roger. Gwilt said he enjoys playing the boyfriend. He's cocky and misguided. Ruth McDonald has the lead role in Tea with Roger. She said this is her second time acting with A Late. I was in last year's play. McDonald, who used to do a little theater in Oshawa, said her character as Mavis is misguided and hurt that this guy would be dishonest. Debbie Landry, who plays the part of Joan, Mavis's friend, said this is her debut as an actor. It's so much fun and the group is awesome, and Murray is a great teacher. Martin Turner, who plays Roger, the cad who preys on women, said this is only his third time on stage. The audience does not see the character Roger as he remains hidden throughout the performance. Director Murray Finn added that the role Martin Turner plays is the hardest to play because it is a script with no lines on it. The total performance is being videotaped by an Elliott Lake Secondary School grade 11 student, Shia Ogrins, who is doing the work for a school project. I'm going to make 5 to 10 kinds of commercial videos promoting the production Tick Tock and Tea. The work will include videotaping, editing and creating interview questions. Tick Tock and Tea opens on May 10th at Elliott Lake Secondary School and runs May 11th, 24, 25, 31 and June 1st. Tickets are now on sale at Alpine Flowers and Gifts, Paris Plaza, for $20 each, cash only, and will not be sold at the door.